The presentations, I was thinking this morning, we've been a bit technical. It's not, this is what was gone in the previous notes about, a group of professionals or whatever else. And I was thinking, actually, this is not a big deal. It shouldn't be a big deal. You are training to be autogenic therapists and you are talking about it now. And even your daughter-in-law, Pia, found herself talking about it. So you must have done really well in talking to your daughter-in-law about AT. And that's really all that we are doing. So you could be in a group of friends in a pub and telling them that you're doing this course, and somebody will say, "Oh, what's that?" And then you launch in. And that really is the stuff of a presentation. I don't want you to worry that there is a pass or a fail mark, that we're not marking it. Absolutely not. This is just practice for you to be talking about AT and what you might say to people. So I want to, I hope that's a bit of reassurance, but it's a bit late in the day.
Just thinking that.
Yes. I think I've said something along those lines, but I don't think we've actually said that this is not a piece of work to be marked. We're not doing that. Okay. So there's that. So who wants to go first? Shall we just have a, because we will be starting that at 11:30. Who wants to go last then?
I'll go first, unless anyone's dying to do it.
Okay,
All right.
Bev.
I'll be second if possible.
Yes. And Pierre, okay, is that
Okay,
all right?
I think I choose to be number three.
You choose to be number three. You think you do? Well, I'm wondering what time.
One and
Will it?
two is taken.
Well,
No,
one
it's
and
all
two is taken. I get that. I do get that. But I think we should just ask you, is that going to be a bit late for you in the day or anything like that?
No, I'm okay.
No, you're okay. So we've got Pierre as number three, Sebastian as number two. And Bev's going to start us off. Thank you very much. So now we know what we're doing. I think it's a nice, that can settle over the next little while. The other thing that I would like to say from the case studies that I have been reading, and they've been very good, and I know it's tough because as you don't know exactly what we're looking for, and I think that's the difficulty. We just want the story. So your case study tells a story. Okay. The other thing that we need is to know that you are teaching autogenic training in the way that we recommend. Now, that wasn't quite showing up in terms of running the session. And I think it might be quite a good idea now to cast our minds back to the march when we were starting off and we were the authentic group. Well, you won't remember. Why would you? So we did. No, do you know what? I'm getting a little bit behind myself. Can I just go back to a different starting point? Our training course is designed for people who have already learned their basic personal AT. Donna, you're going to have to, and Patricia, interrupt me from time to time if I get off in the wrong direction. That is how we recruit. And that when people come for the initial interview to join our training course, we always ask them, how did you get on with your own basic AT? And what were the features that most appealed to you? Or what did you understand from it? And that was our start. That is our starting point. Now, what I have realized, I think I'm right in saying that Bev, but I didn't know it at the time, I think Bev is the only person who has learned basic AT most recently, before joining our course. And Pia, you had learned it, as you said quite often, so many years ago when you were 12 with in Denmark. And of course, it was different then. Okay. And I think I had misunderstood because I know you've worked with Pia, oh, well, sorry, with Nida
Yeah, I
since.
went through the course with her about 2 or 3 years ago. 2 years
Now,
ago.
was it basic AT, the what you are now teaching? It was because I thought I'd heard you say at some point you'd done meditation exercises
Yeah,
with
I've
her
done that as well. Yeah,
and
and then
that
I've
as well, right?
yes.
Okay, so we get a little bit more in place, right? Thank you for that. And then Sebastian, you hadn't quite learned it, had you? We had a few sessions
No,
and
no, no.
But you hadn't done it, no. And do you
before.
know what? I can reflect back on that and think that really, and maybe I did say this when we first interviewed you, I can't remember, but we should have asked you to wait and join a later course. And there might have been very good reasons why you didn't want to or whatever. And there might have been very good reasons for us to.
No, the problem was that I know that the previous year you haven't run, you know, the course.
We didn't.
And
That's right.
I was, you know, I saw, I thought maybe this is because I know at some point you asked me, but do you have experience? I mean, have you ever practiced this before? And then I say that, you know, I don't want to lose the chance because I don't know whether next year you're going to run again, you know, the
That's
course.
it. Yeah, yeah,
And
yeah.
yeah, so.
No, that's why we've done it.
But definitely, I mean, I haven't had basic IT done
You
properly.
hadn't, no.
So.
And I mean, you have now. But in a very sort of piecemeal way and kind of combined with the teaching and the theory and the everything else. So I think that's been particularly difficult for you. And that was just the circumstances we chose. Yes, now you've said that. I definitely remember that conversation. And we said, well, look, we've only got a few students, so let's run with it and let's see how it goes. But I think technically we have to say that, Sebastian, you drew the short, well, what should we say, that you didn't have the right preparation to go into this. That doesn't mean we can't mend it and get it all together, because we will make sure that we do and that everybody gets through all this. And so there were two things that I picked up in the there was one thing that I picked up in the two case studies I've seen so far, which is about the structure of actually running the session with your client. So you may want to just pick up a pen, and I know we've talked about some. Absolutely right, except you can't do that in week one, of course. Okay, but from week two onwards, absolutely right. Then what will you do?
Ask them if that's how they were practicing it and how they found the exercise.
And their week's report is actually going to be that, isn't it?
But it's a diary, isn't it? I did that, Jane, and yet in my case study comments, every single week you asked me where the review was, and it was directly underneath the exercise.
Yes,
yeah, I was confused.
That.
I was like, oh, everything you're asking for is immediately underneath the comment. and the reason that I put the heading in is that part of your feedback said it would be useful to put headings in. So I put in the heading of the exercise so you knew exactly what exercise I had done.
Hmm.
It was explicit. And then I put in the week's review and the comments. But what I didn't repeat, because I had an issue with the word count was I asked the client, is this how you were practicing the exercise and how you found it? And, you know, basically, I didn't state that every week.
Okay. Oh, no, that's absolutely fine. I mean, that's a small detail, isn't it? I mean, it's very obvious that if a mistake has occurred during the exercise, you wouldn't even have to ask the question. That they would say to you, oh, I forgot the arms and leg bit or something. So I don't know. So we've gone ourselves across purposes there then. And I'm sorry if I was. I mean, this is the trouble with doing comments in any detail. I know there's plenty of things that will have passed between you and the client that isn't written down for good reason, whatever it is. So I'll have to go back and just clarify in my own mind what I was meaning there. Okay, let's stop this detail at the moment. You will get the review, how they've been getting on, and that is after that first practice of last week's exercise. Okay, then you will introduce the next autogenic exercise. And one or two of you have actually been introducing the offloading exercise at that point. I think the basic premise of autogenics is the autogenics. And it's a nice flow when we've done last week's exercise, the review of the week and the comments and the questions you might ask and any difficulties. Of course, that is in that bit. Then let's now move on to our new autogenic exercise. So that's going to be, for example, heaviness after short stitch. And you'll explain that and you will do one round of it. And that's what you're doing, just the one round, one exercise, even though you are telling them to do it at home in three repeated exercises for a session, okay? But in our training session, you're just going to do one exercise. You're frowning, Pia. Is there? Am I talking rubbish again?
No, I'm
Oh,
just.
good. Okay. So in the training session, we never do, and I don't think any of you are, three exercises in the training, because that's too much when you then do a second one. Ah, but that's what I'm coming to. So you would lead them through one exercise of the new format, and you would get the feedback, how did they get on, and so on. Once you get to doing the offloading, then that is a good time to teach the offloading exercise. But what I was missing reading was a second practice of the new autogenic exercise. Maybe you did it and just didn't write it down. But that's what we should be doing. So that's the bit that I want to talk, to
I did
clarify.
that and I wrote it down.
You did a second one. Okay. So,
Wrote
okay.
it down.
You wrote it down then without any comment about how it was for them or the feedback, because that's the other key thing. We need to see that you get feedback for everything. So, yes, it was there was the heading there, but I couldn't tell whether it was just a heading or whether it had actually been done. So this is the trouble, isn't it, with
Yeah,
people?
it's because of the word count, Jane.
Yes, I
So
know. Well, yes.
yeah, it's kind of it's
Yeah.
really hard because if I write full sentences, because I normally I'm quite a full sentence kind of girl
Person,
myself, then
yeah.
suddenly the original case study I wanted to send, I think you remember the email I sent on
Yes,
word count, was
yes,
nearly
yes.
13,000 words. So
Words,
I went
yes.
back to honor the word count, and I took a long time and I stripped it out, even to the
Yeah,
point that I was taking out
yeah,
personal pronouns to try and hit
yes,
the word
yes. And that's fine to do that. I mean, I do understand it becomes
I did
almost,
have
yes.
kind of like an explanation, and I only ever put anything in if there was an issue. And every single time when I talked to the client, they said it was fine, they had no issues with the new formula. But I take on board all your comments of what you
Yeah.
said in the case study feedback. I mean, I found
Yes.
it really helpful.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like I've only put things if it was actually
If
relevant,
it was
there was something to report,
report.
just because of the word
Yes.
count issue.
Yes.
But I
And
definitely taught a second exercise, and it's quite obvious in my case study that I did that.
that you did. It was okay, but it was that's the only the question was because there wasn't any feedback from it. So that's the bit that was missing for me. I could see that you had d done it because you wouldn't have written it as a heading in there otherwise. And it is so difficult. I don't know, Donna and Patricia, we've got to get into how we manage the case studies because it is so easy to miss the point, and I know that. So I only write the things that I see. In case, put it like that. And if you know that you've been doing it, then that's fine, you know? So, yeah.
Yeah.
And so, yes, Pia.
I don't know how I could have missed this. I really honestly don't. It totally just, I didn't even, I don't know how I did. I think it's because you'd led us through one exercise and then we did it as the students.
Exactly. That's what
Did this.
I'm
But
realizing.
I thought that was just practice. I didn't think that was, so I taught and it's, I just don't know why I did it, but I totally didn't know. It has just gone through in and out. I don't know. And when I
I'm
did
quite.
it, yeah, and I'm sure you did, you know, because Bev have done it and Sebastian. So it's a glitch in my head. But I didn't do that with Nita because it was quite fresh in my mind, you know, with it was only in the end that it was once. And then I talked to Anne because when I read your comments and I said, why didn't Anne pick this up? I was so surprised that she didn't pick it up. And she says, this is new. This is never how it was. It was always once that we took them through. So I said, oh, well, I don't know. So anyway.
Well, that also is really interesting because, of course, we've got so many people who used to join in with the training, and it's you, this is such a lot of detail, isn't it? And the detail is different in everybody's different heads. And I don't know that Anne and I would ever have had a con. Well, no, we did actually. We did the last course together. That's interesting.
But Jane, sorry to interrupt. What I
No, go
find
on.
it personally frustrating is that we haven't had clear guidance,
No.
guidelines, what exactly is expected. I mean, for me, definitely I miss, I think the second, the second, when I did the second round, I haven't asked for feedback. I think at some point I did, but definitely you might not find feedback for the
I
second
hate
round. Definitely it was what is the name, the workout. Definitely I have some mistakes, I'm sure. But it wasn't 100% clear for me, from the guidelines, how do we have to structure the case study? I'm really sorry.
Oh, don't worry, because I'm glad you're speaking of the confusion, because it just has to
And
be.
I'm sure the second one is going to be much better because we learn as we go along.
Absolutely. That is the point. That's why we introduced two. We used to just have one. And actually, that's much more. Yes, Pierre.
Yeah, I think what would have been helpful for us, it made such a difference, the little case study that you sent to us. But I've written it all, so it was too late. But that was immensely helpful just to get a clearer understanding of what you were after, because I find the notes are quite old-fashioned and not up to date, and it's like, so that was really, so I think, and even a run sheet or whatever you call it, like what we are doing now, going through, okay, this is, with the first sheet, the page 14 and 15 with the first session that you emailed to us. That was fantastic. That was fantastic, because it was, this is what you do, this is what you do, this is what you do, this is what you do. So to me, that was really helpful. So I follow that. And then even what we're doing now, to have a set out that to hand us out, that this is what you do when you start. Then we have a visual overview. Oh, okay, I'm up to this. This is what I need to do. This is what I need to do. And I think because you have been in, because I know that for myself and my voice dialogue, we forget what it is to be new. Does that
This,
make
that is absolutely right.
sense?
We are so familiar with the notes. They were updated not too long ago. Nida and I did them. But they're not making sense, are they? We are familiar with them. We know what we mean. And that's not good enough. We've got to make it much more. Yeah.
More up to date, yeah, I think
Yes.
would be very
I think,
helpful.
yeah, clear. I'm just looking at page 14 and 15, those ones that we did. That was the first session. Yes, so that's a step by step in one session.
And it's just, it's, I
And
know
then
it's so simple.
we didn't follow that up in any subsequent sessions, follow the same pattern. The first one is on its own. Oh, here we
Because
are on page 16, how to run a session. We have got that. This is in, oh, you won't have your manuals handy. But it's in the notes on starting and ending a course, which is in the pink session.
Did you say 16?
16. Well, it's an altered number. You had 14 and 15, which was all on week one. And page 16, it says suggestions. We're trying not to be a rule of law, except we are talking like a rule of law here. Has anybody found that?
Yeah, I found it and I was aware of it, Jane.
And you were doing it. Okay, then it becomes the confusion of trying to match a word count and so on. I mean, it becomes enormously long if we put absolutely everything in there, and yet when you don't, I then ask a question about it. I take all of that on the chin. It's there.
Yeah, you
So
got
the
that.
second practice, using one sigma and a go round for feedback, that's actually, look, that's sounding like as though there's a group. Of course, you're only working with one person. As if there's nothing to report, then you could write nothing. Although usually I say there's always something to my clients, so it might be comfortable. And this one word.
Well, you have it. My apologies.
Yes. Well, I'm relieved to find that it's there, and I sympathise that things slip out. Of course they do.
Wow.
And we might reorganise the notes. Mm. Sorry?
I'll stick it on my forehead from now on.
It'll make your forehead hot instead of cool.
No, this is good. I'll make a simpler one just in keywords, so I remember.
Yes, I mean, you see, here are our notes. They are so verbaceous, or whatever. Yes.
So this is good.
So I'm hoping that what we're talking about here is helping to clarify, and it is not about criticism at all. I just want to understand what is happening. And so we are, you know, it's helping, certainly helping me. Donna, would you have any comments?
No, I've been kind of, as we've been going through the course, I've been making some notes as to what we need to rejig or clarify or make clearer. So, because when this is finished, and I know this doesn't help now, but we do need to rejig the course and how we ask things, I think, make it clearer. So that is going to be done, but it doesn't help.
It doesn't help you, but you are helping us enormously.
Yeah, which is the wrong way round. And I apologise for that. Yeah, so there, yeah. All I can say is sorry for that.
Oh, well. We all live and learn, don't we?
Yes. But I've been living this for a long time. So, you know, I'm taking the brunt of the criticism at the moment because that's where it lies.
I think
I mean, with me,
change. Really criticism. It's more feedback.
Well, yes. Yeah. I mean, this is how it is. And it started with me asking you questions and being puzzled. And I've, in fact, if everything is there, then everything is there. And the important thing is that when somebody leaves the session, they are confident with what they're going to be doing at home. And that's our basic message, isn't it? So.
But that I managed to do with Tess. She was very, I wouldn't have let her go if she wasn't, you know. So it worked with doing it once.
Yes. Yes.
But I know not to do it now.
Sorry. I just wanted to clarify something. What you're talking about, Jane, are you checking to see whether people have done two practice sessions of the new exercise rather than two rounds of the exercise? And I ask that just in case that's not explicit here.
Yeah. Yes, the terminology is huge, isn't it? We've got exercises, we've got sessions, we've got rounds, we've got whatever. The exercise starts with right arm heavy and ends with close. And if we do three of those, I think we've done a session, which is too much in our training sessions, but it is correct for the client to go home with. Is that a good starting point?
Yeah, so I guess what I'm just asking, and this is how I've been training, in terms of what I actually practice with the client, it's one round of the exercise they learned in the previous week.
Yes.
One round of the exercise, the new one that's introduced, then comes the offloading exercise after the review of that exercise. And then a second practice of one round of the new exercise. So I'm just checking that's what everyone is understanding here, and it's not they're thinking you're saying do two rounds of the exercise.
Well, when we use the word round, I think that's where we get confused. If we stick with one exercise, which in their homework is three exercises in a session, and when we're with the client is one exercise of the new one, and then getting the feedback.
So if you want that terminology, then it would be one exercise of the exercise from the previous week.
One.
One exercise of the new exercise.
Two. And
then after offloading, one exercise of the new exercise.
Again. And that, again, is really important, especially I'm thinking of Tess and the cardiac one. You know, people often find that that's a tricky one. To do a second one really helps, because they'll have discussed their discomfort or their worry and you will have reassured them or whatever it is. Well, then you might have discussed the offloading exercise, whatever that is, and then you return to the autogenic one, the new one. Let's have another go at this and see what this one feels like. And that's, yes. So they have done three exercises with you in the room. The first one was last week's, and then two separated. And that's important, two separated of the new one. And especially if there had been a problem or a difficulty, cardiac one is quite often when it happens, or the warmth one is so long, the person got lost and they got worried and their whole exercise was involved with trying to remember it and worries about that and so on. I'd separate that out as well, do an offloading exercise next, and then, well, let's have another go at this. And then they come out of that one, the warmth or whatever. Oh, it's much easier than I thought it was going to be. Oh, that's going to be fun. Very often, that last one is really important, because that's what you're sending them home with confidence. They know what they're doing.
And Jane, it's in different postures every time.
I think, yes, it's good practice. I mean, when you get to week five or six, you know, perhaps you haven't got the right chair in the room or whatever. It's not, that's not crucial. But I do think that the postures, thank you for reminding me about that, it's important. That is important, especially the simple sitting. People need to have the guidance with that. And then that's how I do it. I do the simple sitting first. On arrival, I give them the, you know, let's sit where you are if that's comfortable, whatever that is. That's for last week. But the new one, I always start with a simple sitting and then later the offloading exercise and then the second practice of it in the armchair. That's how I do it, but you can swap it around, whatever.
And Jane, do you ever allow them to sit in a little bit after the last round? I'm at peace. Do you sit or do you close straight away?
You can do what you like. It depends really on where the client is in their process.
Right.
And I think, I don't know, I mean, you know, this is where the individual styles, you're just going, I think you're going to follow the client. If they're having a tricky time and a lot's been going on, actually, I wouldn't linger with I'm at peace. Even though you might think that might be nice for them, it might not be what's going on inside their own systems. So I don't know. What do you say about that, Donna and Patricia? Do you?
I always say close when you're ready.
That's a nice one.
I really like that. Yeah. That's a good one.
Mm.
Yeah, because how do I know if they're ready or not?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah,
I mean, in the beginning, I obviously, you know, especially with the short stitch, it's not closed. It's like closed,
yes.
Back in and then close and what have you. But yeah, as we get a bit further down, yeah, I'll start with the and close when you're ready, because that just gives them the, yes, I can come straight out of it, or just a few seconds or, nobody stays in there for minutes. I've never heard that. I've never had to say anything again. Because they hear, all up with groups, they hear and they're conscious anyway that you're waiting for them.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah. And Jane, do you, why not have it three times? I learned it with three times.
Of course. Their home. Their home practice is three times. But I would never do that in the training room, because somebody might have an unpleasant experience. And then if you're going to do exercise one and it's no fun, thank you very much, I've got a horrible and so on and so on, and then you close, but the teacher's making me do another one, well, we better go get on with that. I don't want to put any client through that. And it has happened. It's been reported before, especially when it gets to the breathing one and we stop the clothes in between. And then in the training room, the exercise might be led for the first one, and then the clients are doing it on their own. And you've really, I'm going to say, you've let go of control. But if the client is having an uncomfortable experience, having been told we're going to do three of these one after the other, the client could very well be thinking, oh, I mustn't close, I mustn't come out of this. They would be quite wrong. That's exactly what they should do if it's uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. So it's just another safety factor, actually, about keeping the exercises separate when we're in the training room. Right. So there's time then to get a report. I didn't like the breathing. I don't know what was happening. I kept holding my breath. I thought I was going to die, actually. It felt absolutely horrible. Might have been some memory coming up. Well, you really shouldn't leave somebody doing this for the first time in that state. That's the moment when we need the feedback. So as a routine then, doing the exercise in only in ones in the training room mm-hmm. has really good purpose.
Okay, good. Thank you.
And we should have highlighted that perhaps earlier on. Well, I think we probably did, but of course it goes in the midst of time and you've all done so many things since. Yes, Sebastian.
Sorry, just to want to make it clear, I mean, just to make sure that I do understand. So, for example, in the training room, yeah, let's say we introduced the respiration formula, we lead one. And then we close. Is this correct? Just as a practice, because I know at home for the homework, they should close after the third round. Okay, so we close and then feedback. And then introduce the offloading exercise. Then again, we do another round and we close.
One and close. Yes. And that is the format. It's a very good format. It keeps things under control in the nicest possible way. It supports the client. Sometimes, of course, you'll have the client saying, oh, I didn't want to close. Then I wanted to go on. And you do that at home. Yes, but that is absolutely right, Sebastian. It's clear and it's safe.
Thank you.
And you know what you're doing. And so does the client, actually. They are in the habit from about week two or three of how these sessions are structured. Yes.
Sorry, I'm asking so many questions.
No, I'm glad you are.
I wonder... I'm going to run one-on-one sessions because I love them and people like them too. But what I would love to do is groups as well. Do you run the whole seat? So that form that we just found?
Yes.
Yeah. Is that the same you do for? Is that the same?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Can you give me a little bit of idea with how far you get to? In the middle of the 2 hours, when would you know that you need to go on? Like, it's just been too much sharing. Do you know what I mean? Like, you always have, I know we get it after some time, but just for a newcomer, so I don't run out of time. Could you give me some directions there?
Of course, it depends on the size of the group. That's one thing. I had 9 people starting yesterday, which was very exciting. I was very pleased. But I also said, we've got to be really disciplined with this. So you would explain to the group, this actually is not a sharing group. It is not group psychotherapy. We do not concern ourselves with each other's business. And we do not talk about anything until it's your turn. Well, I mean, I said that a bit sternly just then, but they soon get the idea. Everybody gets their turn in a group. We're doing it a bit now. Not quite in that way. So in the introductions, I said, we have to keep this really short at the hospital. Otherwise, people launch into long and complicated medical histories, which are, and they were very good and very disciplined. And I said, I'll set the tone. My name is Jane. I used to be a nurse. I've been teaching autogenics for more years than I care to remember. And that was my introduction. So other people got the model from that. Yeah. My name is Patricia. I'm here for a sleep disorder. my name is Donna. I won't say, you know, so that's the starting point. And the group gets very used to respecting the fact that each person, and it's worth explaining it, that autogenic training is very much about our own selves. And whatever is going on in me is going to be completely different to what is going on with Peter sitting next to me. So we don't cross that line. We're just going to be talking about our own experiences. And what you will find then is that in people sticking to that format, it won't be a matter of time. I looked at the clock yesterday and we were all ready to start some exercises now. I'd been talking a lot about, obviously, in week one, there's a lot of talking. And I said, hey, we've done really well. We've done 1 hour. There's 9 people in the room. We're now going to start doing some exercises. And it took the next 45 minutes to do the exercises, to get them settled into the postures, to do some short stitches and get their feedback afterwards. And they start to realise straight away how different they all are in their experiences.
So when would you say that you midway in your, in what?
Well, it depends. I suppose one is midway in week one anyway. You see, it's going to be different in all the other weeks. But in week one, you're probably midway. And Donna, you'll have to think this through in a hurry and then correct me. at about halfway in time, I would guess. Yeah. But it varies so much with the numbers.
Yeah, but it's just like if you start the offloading, let's say,
mm-hmm.
would you do that halfway in the session?
Well, I think I go less by the clock and more by what we're doing. I'm going by the structure. So they've done the exercise on arrival. You don't need feedback from that. You can assume that all of that, unless somebody says, oh, I forgot that bit. So then have a conversation about that. Then you're going to move straight on with their week's report. You'll go around each person and they will say how they've been getting on. If they get too chatty, we have to say, I'm so sorry. That's all about your personal life, which I'm really sorry we cannot talk about here. And it's a good idea to put some guidelines in place at the beginning for that, so that they... You've already said it before that's become a problem.
No, I get that.
Yeah. So, but tell us how it is. Did you manage to do any exercises on that bad Thursday? And then you pick it up from there. So, mm-hmm. so it actually falls into place, doesn't it, Donna?
It does.
But it does that with experience.
Yeah.
Yes, this is true. So I suppose I'm hoping to give you enough detail to realise.
So
do you remember when we were in the group? We came to each of you and you had to sort of pretend to say something, so it wasn't really real. But you will turn to Anne sitting in the corner. So how's your week been? And then you'll turn to Jeffrey, who's sitting next to them. And then you'll turn to the next person. And some people will give their feedback in about 1.5 minutes and somebody else will need 10. And sometimes it's like that, and you wouldn't stop them because whatever it is, it's actually going to be helpful for everybody. You will learn the kind of sense of it. I think
I get that. But there is a point in I've taught so many groups where you look at the clock and say, Farah, we need to move on here.
Yeah.
Because do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
When can you do that?
I would say if you haven't started introducing the new stuff by the end of the first hour, you need to get a move on.
Great. That's all I need to know. Thank you. That's halfway. New exercise. That's great. That gives me some.
Thank you so much. That's been really helpful, Donna. I must refer to you before I start rabbiting on.
Okay.
It shows you're quite right, though, Pia. It is there's a lot of it that's about experience, and a guideline is a good help, isn't it? And I always keep an eye on the time.
Yeah.
And there's probably one person who talks more than anybody else in the group. So there are those sorts of things to handle. Yeah.
But it becomes such a second nature when we've done it a lot. We don't even think, you know, you can just feel it in the body.
Well, that's right. That is,
you know,
right.
What I mean? But yeah, that's experience. I've done it many times.
Yeah.
But if it's that hour point, yes, about absolutely the feedback can take a surprising long time. That's what you're saying there, Donna.
I mean, if it doesn't, fine, you move on. But I always check that there isn't something missed, and then somebody will say, "Oh God, yeah, I didn't tell you that, and I didn't do that." So long as I know I've moved on after an hour, it's like, right, okay, we're all right to leave last week.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's fine with that. We're all done with that now, and we're moving on at that. After an hour, then I know I can do it all in another hour. And then they cotton on to, oh, hang on, we've only got like half an hour left, so we need to, and they sort of catch up with you as well. But I know I've got plenty of time in an hour to do two exercises of the new exercise. Separately. And the bit in the middle, which is offloading or whatever.
And you have 2 hours for groups.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
thank you.
And I've got the 9 people, and it's really good to have a big group. You know, there's part of me that says, oh gosh, you know, are we going to get through the feedback and things in time? But actually, it's good because you can assess them. We've got to be quite snappy with this. And actually, that's a good thing, because if we start unraveling and analysing and doing far too much work in our explanations and bits and pieces, which of course is what I tend to do, I'm doing it myself here today, then we're wasting time actually. And it's not only wasting time, the whole essence of autogenics is about the work we are doing on ourselves.
Mm.
And the more that is contained, the better it is for you. And so that actually keeps people working very smartly in an autogenic group, which is interesting. So, yes, it's less about the clock, more about the feel as time goes by. And there will be a day when you suddenly realise, my God, we're supposed to be finishing in 20 minutes and now we haven't even started the new exercise. It is still possible to get through it in that time, because maybe a couple of people have needed extra time. Sometimes it happens that way as well.
And what do you do when the group finished earlier because it's a smaller group or whatever?
What would you do, Jonna?
I would say we have got the time because we've got the room till, you know, 4 o'clock. So if there is anything else, but actually I've taught you all there is to teach today.
Today, yeah.
So if you want to leave, you can, but if there's anything that you want to question or ask me or what have you, and they usually no, that's fine, lovely, thanks. I'll be off.
I'll catch an earlier train.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But then I do start saying we've got 2 hours for this, and it might not always take 2 hours. And when I'm with a one-to-one, I say we've got an hour. The assessment might take a bit longer than an hour, but then some of the weekly sessions might be short of an hour. So we give ourselves an hour, but we might not need the full hour. So it's a bit more flexible in that way.
Yes.
Right. And how are they when you say that, let's say there's 45 minutes, are they okay with that?
Yeah, absolutely. Because some people are like, oh, we've done it. Excellent. Lovely. I can go home for my tea.
Hmm.
Yeah, they're quite happy with that. Other people are like, oh, no, I've got the hour, so I'm going to have the hour. And, you know, I've got another question. Or can I just ask this? So, yeah. It depends if they're chatters or not, really.
Well, it does. They're very variable, of course. The other thing, which is something that only occurred to me recently, is that when we teach autogenic training, we teach it on a need-to-know basis from the client's point of view.
Mm.
And you've got an enormous amount of knowledge in there. You know all about discharges. You know all about the training symptoms. You know all about what's coming next. You know, we've got all that information. But actually, each week is an entity of its own, and we should never divulge what is going to come next.
Yeah.
Can you think why not?
Well, they need to be with the program and have the experience of what they are now. And you don't want to put fear into them when they see a crying exercise and they're scared of Clark crying. So it's not to scare them off. That's but also they're present with what is here right now, what they need to deal with.
And that's absolutely right. And of course, yes, throwing a crying exercise into the mix, you know, at the wrong moment isn't helpful. How to chase your clients away. But actually, yes, their own practice, if they already know that next week is going to be breathing, but this week is the cardiac exercise, it's going to spoil their practice. Mm-hmm. So all of your knowledge is just parceled out in the correct week. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, of course, they will come up with something and you might say, oh, well, it sounds like you've had quite a lot of irritating things going on this week. Actually, you might like to think about anger. It could quite be a nice segue into Donna's nice anger awareness week idea. So you might bring that forward a week, possibly. So you could be flexible in that sense from what the client is giving you. But from any other way, we just stay with what we've got. So a need to know doesn't mean the client needs to know everything. They just need the summary of what we are doing this week. And then they have a practice of it. That's all there is.
Yes, good.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing that after all of these years, I had never thought of that idea of need to know. But that is what we do, isn't it, Donna?
Absolutely.
And Patricia?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, just, I don't give them anything they don't need because we want to turn this off. Yes. Not engage it.
Exactly.
So some people do need to know mm-hmm. what they're doing and mm-hmm. then they can turn it off to do it. But mm-hmm. other people are quite happy to just, oh, just do that mm-hmm. then with no questions. Mm-hmm. And then you've got nothing to talk about mm-hmm. and you're done in 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm. And that's it.
Depends on the personality type.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. But Donna's quite right. I've taught you all you need to know today. That's exactly what we've done.
Yeah.
So, thinking of time, we must go and get a cup of coffee or something mm-hmm. and have a break.
Yeah.
And I'm going to put some heating on. I'm cold here and I'm going to put a jacket on as well. Right.
So before